This is Jason Bruno, one of the New Age mentors at the Fitz Group office here in Dallas. And we used to take roll on this call, but there started being so many folks on the call that it was cutting into the time, and we didn't feel it was fair that you guys should pay to have to listen to us take roll. So I always make the announcement that if there are any questions about what we're discussing, if you would just email me. My email address is bruno@thefitzgrouponline.com. Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, @thefitzgrouponline.com. I'm sure a majority of folks on the call have, you know, sent emails to me already. But if not, you might be brand new. We haven't spoken yet, but I'm sure that we will. What I decided to come up with for today was I send out that blast, and we want to talk about nuts and bolts, and sometimes I get a little too distracted and thinking we got to have fresh topics, and you know, we need to, you know, talk about some different things, and then you know, I kind of get some calls and I get some emails, you know, from folks, and I realize, you know, I it's best for me on this call to stay grounded and stick with basic knowledge, because this is a New Agent call, and you know, that's gonna create some repetitive conference calls for some of you folks on here. But I don't think that I could ever hear this stuff enough, especially when I'm getting started. I remember talking to Fitz constantly, just trying to get anything I could from him, or you know, Ralph Simpson, or whoever was you know, willing to talk to me about this thing, just so that I can get the edge on those other folks out there. But so today's topic, we're going to discuss Home Certain and Saver Select. It's been asked to discuss a couple of times, and we're going to discuss both of the main products. And I know a lot of you have already gone through our initial training, but like I said, we're getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails. And I think it's just something that we should go over, Home Certain in some detail, and Saver Select in some detail, you know, maybe do a little comparison between the two, and why you would want to do one over the other, and in what circumstances you would consider, you know, one or the other. So hope you have pen and paper, because I do think this is going to be a great call. So on Home Certain, okay, let's just get right on up into the Home Certain is our we call it around here, it's our bread and butter product. Okay, it's our main thing. We like to keep the main thing, and I love Home Certain. You've got a quick issue policy. It's available on 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 year. Okay, 25 and 30 year though is not available in the state of Washington. So if you guys are in Washington State, that's not an option. It's going to be 10, 15, and 20. Okay. The issue ages for Home Certain, okay, run between the ages of 20 and 70. Okay. 20 and 70. Now, what term are they going to be qualified for is a different story at the age of 70. But just know that you've got to lead. Person 69, they may already be 70 years old. Thankfully, Home Certain's last birthday, so that person still qualifies before they turn 71. Okay, so 20 through 70 years old is the ages for Home Certain. The ratings, I'm sure you guys have looked at the software by now. Home Certain doesn't have preferred or super preferred or anything like that. We've got everybody's a basic standard, okay, and it's either smoking or non-smoker. And just so you're aware, the tobacco class is cigarettes only. So if you've got a client here in Texas and in the, Tennessee, where I do go to sometimes, we've got a lot of folks that enjoy chewing tobacco, snuff, cigars. I know my dad used to enjoy a pipe, but that's not cigarettes. So those folks get a non-tobacco rate with Home Certain, okay, which I find terribly unique in this industry. I still haven't heard anyone else be able to do that for somebody. I love being up against another agent with another organization or a specific insurance company and find out that they use cigars, and I can get them the non-tobacco rate versus that other company's tobacco rate. So definitely something you want to have in your bag. Okay. So cigarettes only for a tobacco rating. I don't know that a lot of folks know that HomeCertain is a convertible, has a convertible feature, okay? It's convertible to the end of the term up to the age of 70 years old, okay? And what that means is client takes out the policy, as long as they make the conversion before they turn 70, they can convert this term product to a permanent policy or a UL, universal life policy, before they turn the age of 70. So if something were to happen, you know, let's say their health, you know, took a decline, and maybe they are looking at, you know, when the with the end of the term, of course they're guaranteed to renew this up to the age of 95, but you know those rates are going to be pretty steep. You know, if they still have control over what they might be able to pay at their attained age, and by converting this, F&G's made certain that they have coverage. You know, till the very end. So they can convert this. I don't think you're going to find a lot of internet pricing, which I've dealt with several times here in the last few weeks. People aren't able to convert theirs or renew theirs. And that little tidbit, not that I bring it up as part of any kind of a sales technique to them, but it is a difference maker if you'll remember to bring that up when you have to. The policy fee of $60 annually with HomeCertain is already built into the premiums. Know that any of the policy fees are already built into the software that you're quoting, folks. You don't have to add. I know in the past we've gotten some applications where folks have added the premiums, plus they've taken 60 additional dollars and sent that in, and it's already a part of the quote that you're giving. But that's commissionable. So I think that's very very nice for that to be. We do have some programs where that's not the case. So, but HomeCertain is very famous for not having to go through a pyramid or a physical for underwriting. Okay? As most of you already know, your client receives a letter in the mail after they've closed on a loan within the last 13 months. And, you know, they get several letters from National Agents Alliance. They don't just get one letter and then it's a done deal. I think National Agents Alliance mails out at least three times to the same client over that 13 months, even providing the opportunity with a final notice letter. And I tell you what, they're, to me, you know, I know leads are leads are leads. We discuss that a lot. But when you get a final notice letter, please know that that's someone who's responded, that hasn't taken care of their coverage yet, and, you know, the dust has kind of settled with the competitors, you know, having kind of given up already. Well, NAA has mailed a letter, and these folks are now ready to get taken care of. So get a final notice letter. You give those folks a call for sure, and make sure you get them squared away because their time's about to lapse. But there's no physical for having a mortgage within the last 13 months. The minimum face amount for that is $25,000, and the maximum to keep within the aspect of not taking a physical is $250,000 or 125% of the loan amount. So, you know, for you folks on the West Coast or maybe in the East Coast or Northeast, you know, $250,000 might be it, okay? You know, around here, Dallas, Memphis, Arizona, even, I've, you know, been able to stick with that $250,000 and, you know, get the whole thing covered. So, but you also, a lot of folks don't realize this, is if you got someone who's got a $100,000 loan, $150,000 loan, okay, whatever, they qualify for an additional 25%. Okay, so not only can you take care of their mortgage protection so that the house is squared away if they did die, but you can also, with the additional 25%, because, you know, a lot of folks that you're talking to don't have any other coverage. Okay? And, yeah, they may have coverage at work, but I discount that quite a bit with folks because I try to let them know that if they left that job, with, you know, there's no guarantee their next employer is going to have that coverage available to them. So it's I always promote control, giving my clients control, giving their family control with the finances, and this is one way to do it. With an additional 25% that you're already pre-qualified for, you know, the house will be taken care of, any final expense needs would be taken care of, maybe any miscellaneous bills laying around, medical costs, whatever, that'll help the family. Okay? So, maximum is $250,000 or 125% of the loan amount, but it cannot exceed $250,000. Now, in recent months, we've learned that you can actually write home certain up to $500,000, but the clients will be subject to a pyramid. Okay, so you guys and gals on the West Coast, typically that's my experience is from right now. Those folks that need the larger, because they have the larger loan amounts, as long as that is their loan amount, then you can cover them under home certain, but they should expect it to go through a pyramid exam. Okay, the good thing about that, if it does have to happen, is that pyramid exam would be rated on a scale instead of table A and B and C and D, exactly that it's going to be rated tables A through D as standard. So there's much more flexibility with the underwriting, even if they do have to go through a pyramid for those larger loan amounts. Okay. I don't know if you guys know that, you know, the home certain is accept or reject. It's a simplified underwriting. Everyone should have received within their starter kit, which consists of a CD. And by the way, just so you know, we're making some huge changes on the way we're doing some things. And a lot of these things are going to be available to you online to download and not going to cost you a dime. But in your CD, there should, if you'll scout around, I know Vern last week, I think it was, went over how to find stuff in your CD as a new agent. And one of the things you should find is the accept reject guide. And I carry one with me. I got to print off a new one. Mine's kind of getting worn. But it tells me exactly what is going to be accepted or rejected by Home Certain. So if you find it in that guide, if you got someone who's got heart disease and you look it up in the guide and you see that it's a decline, there's no need to write that application on Home Certain. Okay, your best bet would be to write it up on a Saver Select because that's the fully medically underwritten product, and that's going to be the best chance. It's probably going to be rated. All those details, I don't get into ratings. That's the underwriter's job. I don't do that. In fact, if any of you have ever called here and asked me for some advice, I'm pretty limited in what I can do because the underwriter is the best resource for you in that situation. But definitely not going to write someone with heart disease on a home certain, but so I suggest you know, finding that, keeping a copy with you, but also, you know, studying that and getting familiar with what's going to be accepted with home certain and what won't be. Here's just a brief, like a highlights list of what's not accepted. Okay, insulin dependent diabetes. Not going to be good for home certain. It's going to be declined. And, you know, you guys and gals know as well as I do that, you know, these applications for clients, when they go in, it follows them around with the MIB. And there's no need in getting a client declined with a home certain when we have a accept reject guide here and having another decline on their record. But heart disease not accepted. Okay, I'm sorry, let me go back to diabetes. But diabetics who are under control with oral meds, okay, age 31 or older, that's standard. Okay, under the age of 31, not gonna go through on home certain. Okay, we may have to look at the medically underwritten Saver Select product for that. Let's see, hypertension controlled. That would be fine. Cancer. Cancer's a unfortunate relatively popular condition. It says internally within 10 years, there's a decline on home certain, but after 10 years, okay, if someone's battled cancer 10 or more years ago, standard on home certain. And we got to provide the details. And I know we've talked about filling out the application. That's a different call. But it's up to us to provide those details so that, you know, the underwriter can make a decision, because they're not going to check medical records on this program either. It's that simplified of an underwriting. In the back of the Accept Reject Guide, though, is a maximum height-weight chart for both the life and the disability. And I'm looking at some of these numbers, and I'm thinking, holy smokes, you know. 5'11", 301 pounds would be acceptable under Home Certain with this Accept Reject Guide. And these are unisex ratings, okay? So just know that if they're male or female and they get in with this within this range, it's a pretty good chance. You know, if you've got something that you're questioning, you're not too sure if it's going to go through, give your underwriter a call. And I say give your underwriter a call because I think that, you know, I think I talk to an underwriter just about every other day, especially after I've taken a trip and written some business. And so if you've got some business in, you know, give underwriting a call on a daily basis to see where it's at. Check pending on sales link. That'll be another call we'll do, if not next week, the week after. But so anyway, check the accept-reject guide. It's going to save you some headache, especially after you've left the home and you find out that you can't write that. And then you got to go back and eat some crow with the client, which we always are willing to do. We just don't care to do it. So, except for jet guides. How about riders? Okay, we've got a return of premium on this home certain, and I know this is very simple. At the end of the term, the client survived the policy, they get all the money back. It's that simple. They don't get all the money back if they've received any benefits, like from their disability or anything. But they get that they will get all premiums refunded less any benefits received. Now, return of premiums not available in North Dakota, Oregon, Utah, or Washington State. Okay, so just be aware of that. And any riders I go over, if I don't mention that they're not available in a certain state, as I've written this information down, it should be the most updated, but always check and make sure that those riders are available in your state. And thankfully, we have a blessing in the software, because if we select a state and the rider's not available, we're blessed that rider just won't show up. So if you're in a state where we can't get return of premium and you're brand new, you happen to play with the software and you realize that, oh my gosh, the return of premium's not on here, it's there for a very specific reason. It's not available. So, we also have disability on home certain. Okay? That issues through the age of 55, falls off at the age of 60. The client does not make a claim before their 60th birthday, that rider and the waiver of premium falls off the program as well as their premiums do. So their premiums will be reduced. Okay? That disability has a 90-day waiting period, and there's a 2-year benefit period. So we're right there, we're kind of at the brink of long-term disability benefits, okay? The maximum benefit you can provide a client is the least of at least 1.5% of the face amount, 66 2/3% of their income, or $1,500, okay? So if you've got a $50,000 refinance, you're not going to get a $1,500 disability payment benefit, because that's more than 1.5% of the face amount, okay? So just know that. The software, again, an excellent tool, will help you figure that there's been a mistake made there, okay? If a client falls out of, in underwriting, if they fall beyond a table C, then they will be denied the rider on their policy. And just so you guys and gals know, I guess you guys know that when I say guys, it's like that's unisex as well. I'm just speaking to everyone. But on the disability, just know in my past experience, if they've been disabled for anything, that they've received anything for carpal tunnel, they had a knee surgery or a shoulder surgery, rethink this program, because it's going to be tough. Okay, just want to let you know that. But also, again, I always talk to the underwriter and find out and make sure, because I try not to assume most things. But you'll start picking up. You'll understand. Lady with carpal tunnel, probably not going to get this disability program. Okay. Let's see here. What else? Waiver of premium. You guys know it waives the premium after 6 months of being disabled. Seventh month, the premium's waived, and the 6 months prior to that are going to be refunded to the client. That also issues through the age of 55, but coverage is discontinued after the age of 60, or at the age of 60. Okay. Here's a good one. The extended premium guarantee rider, not available in Oregon. Okay. But home certain guarantees, automatic guarantees. Here we go. On a 30-year, automatically guaranteed for 15 years. Okay? Anything less than that, 30-year term, the automatic guarantee is for 5 years. So when we want to make sure that the client has their premiums guaranteed for the entire term, not just the automatic part of it, we've got to put this rider on the program. Okay? And your software will explain to you at what ages it's not available, okay? Like on a typical 30-year program, past the age of 50, that extended premium guarantee is not going to be available, okay? Nor will it be available on a 25-year term with a 50-year-old client, okay? The oldest that rider is going to be available to is 65. And that's on a 15-year term plan. Okay? So, you know, I always try to sell both sides, the need for the guarantee versus what, you know, mortality tables are showing us, people are living longer. And basically it's peace of mind versus, you know, data. Did you guys know that F&G has built into this for absolutely no cost to the client? An accidental death benefit of an additional 50% for $0. Okay, that'll issue through the age of 60. Hang on just a second. That issues through the age of 60, can be added at any time, but they're going to have to show evidence of insurability. But really, on home certain, if you'll bubble in on the application accidental death, and just write in the blank spot, 50% free. You don't have to figure out the face of, you know, that amount, because we've had some folks make just an error, and it caused an amendment when the policy was issued. So I like simple. You guys know that I talk about keeping it simple. And so if you'll just leave it in there as 50% free, or I only write the word free in that blank space on the app. But anyway, it's an additional 50% to the client's beneficiaries if the client were to die in an accident. Okay, so when you're doing your software, just know you don't have to mark that as a rider, because it's going to be built in. If you do mark it on the software, it's actually going to provide the beneficiaries 100% additional benefits versus 50%. So, and they will pay for that. So. That will drop off, though. That rider falls off at the age of 70. And I've had a client who turned 70. She called me, and she was wondering what was going on, and I just told her what happened. And I said, your free benefit has now terminated, so just know that your policy, your face amount to your family is going to be this amount if something happens to you. We have a critical illness benefit. Not available in Connecticut, okay? But what this does is it'll pay benefits upon a physician's diagnosis of life-threatening cancer, heart attack, stroke, paralysis, renal failure, major organ transplant, loss of sight, loss of two or more limbs, okay? And just so you know, there's a brochure for this, and you can find it either on the CD or for you guys and gals who have been on SalesLink already, you can order some brochures from SalesLink. But what it does is it accelerates the payout of the death benefit, okay? And typically what I do is I try to go just, you know, slightly over their monthly mortgage payment and provide that to them in monthly installments for 2 years, okay? Let's see. It's a nice, what I do with the critical illness, just so you know, it's a nice supplement if someone who is over the age of 55. This will write through the age of 60. And it doesn't fall off. It stays with the client the entire term. So if someone's too old for the disability rider, or they have an occupation that disqualifies them from getting that rider, you can use this. I use this as my medical, my critical care disability program is what I call it. And clients like it. They do like it. Not going to get into that or that. With HomeCertain and HomeCertain only, in certain states, there's a free unemployment benefit. Okay, so we have a free accidental death benefit, and we have a free unemployment benefit. The unemployment benefit is going to waive the premium of the program for up to 6 months upon the client being, you know, unemployed for 1 month. Okay? And the way we have to prove unemployment is they're registered with their state office, and the company's going to ask for proof of 4 unemployment checks, 4 weekly checks, so that's 1 month. Okay? Unemployment must happen before the client turns 65 years old. Okay? And once benefits have been paid, the client has to wait 5 years for another claim. So we can't be off and on, off and on. But this rider is not available in California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Those states have not approved that free rider, as of yet. Hopefully they will. I'm not sure what the hang-up is, but, you know, it's based on state approval. Okay. So that's the unemployment. So there's two free features to HomeCertain. Okay? Now, let's talk Saver Select, and then I'm going to go through a little comparison. Saver Select is issued through the ages of 18 and 59, 18 to 70. But ages 18 through 59, the minimum face amount is $150,000. Okay? At age 60 through 70, the minimum face can be lowered to $100,000. And it is last birthday. Okay? So just like HomeCertain, somebody who has a birthday coming up in July, it's not their next birthday, it's the one. They're still the same age from their last one. Okay? Now, HomeCertain's target market is folks who have just refinanced a loan, took out a new home loan. They've had a loan within the last 13 months of some sort on a house. Okay? With Saver Select, it's our inexpensive term product. Okay? The target there is business owners, I've got some key man coverage in place on Saver Select. Married couples with a combined income of $75,000 to $150,000. And you can expect the average, not every one of them, the average face amount is about $250,000 on Saver Select. Okay? Now, they have a very liberal preferred underwriting, but is fully medically underwritten specifically on the client. So they're going to do, you know, labs, they're going to do APS, you know, medical records check. They're going to do those things. And I'm sure you folks have played with the software and done some research and seen, oh, wow, it's less expensive. And it very well can be. Just be careful of falling into the trap, because sometimes APSs show things that the client's not even aware of. And here in the last few months, I've had a couple of cases declined because the client wasn't aware of something on the medical records. And not that it was incorrect information, the client had just, you know, wasn't aware that that was showing on their medical records. And so, you know, things happen. We can't go backwards. They're not available. They're not qualified now for HomeCertain. Can't go back. So that's why I always go, I try to lead with the HomeCertain at first. unless a client is just adamant, very, very adamant about taking a physical, and that takes some work, they have to convince me to do that, then we might go with the Saver Select. But it's going to be a little less expensive because there's five premium bands. Okay, so like $150,000 to $249,999 is going to cost so much per thousand. But the next band, $250,000 to $499,999, is going to be a little cheaper cost per unit. Okay, but this program's underwriting is much different. It's not the cigarettes thing like I talked about with Home Certain. It's nicotine versus no nicotine. Okay? So if that means the patch, that means the gum. So if you're out there talking with folks and you're asking that question on page 6, the very last one says, you know, have you smoked cigarettes, pipes or cigars, used snuff or chewed tobacco, or use any nicotine-based product such as the patch or gum? Okay? If they say yes, that they chew the gum, they're going to get a tobacco rating. So they have a preferred tobacco option on Saver Select. So run through all the options and make sure we're trying to do what's best for the client, not what's the cheapest. Again, there's a return of premiums with Saver Select. They also have a disability benefit available there. The maximum is $3,000 or 66 2/3% of their annual income, whichever is the lesser of the two. Please know that these disability benefits with either side coordinate with anything that they have. It coordinates at the time of distribution, not at the time of application. Not going to go through all the riders. They also have an extended premium guarantee on Saver Select. The automatic guarantee for Saver Select, there's a 15, a 20, and a 30-year term. Sorry, I didn't mention that earlier. Saver Select offers 15, 20, and 30-year term. Okay. The automatic guarantee period for any of those terms is 10 years. All right. Again, the extended premium guarantee is simply going to extend that automatic guarantee to cover the entire term and keep the price the same. Now, Saver Select doesn't offer a free accidental death benefit like we were talking about with Home Certain. There is something similar, but one of the things they do offer is the free accelerated death benefit. The client's diagnosed with a terminal illness, meaning that death will occur within 1 year, according to a medical professional. That client can receive up to 50% of the policy death benefit before they die, up to a maximum of $250,000. Okay? And that's something that must be, if you sell that, you've got if you sell a Saver Select, if you sell anything besides Home Certain, bubble in that accelerated benefit rider. It's the very first one under riders on page 2. Okay? Just bubble it in. Okay? Don't do it on Home Certain. This is only available on products, every other product besides Home Certain. Okay, but the Saver Select offers a common carrier accidental death benefit. Okay, this one is free, but the death benefit may be doubled or increased by $250,000, whichever is less, if a death occurs prior to age 70 as a result of accidental bodily injury sustained while the insured is a passenger on a licensed public conveyance which is operated by a common carrier. So Home Certain is just accidental death. Your car, your friend's car, you know, does, or on the city bus. It doesn't matter. This one, it's a common carrier accidental death, so not quite the same. But it is free. There's nothing to bubble in there. It's part of the deal. Okay. So in comparing the two, we may just wrap up a little early. I'm not getting, let's see. Okay. Must be doing a fantastic job. There is not a question coming in, so I'll take that as a compliment. So Home Certain versus Saver Select. Home Certain, there is no physical with the mortgage within the last 13 months. Saver Select is a fully underwritten ParaMed HOS blood. Depending on their age and what the face amount is, will determine what is going to be required. Okay? And the folks that you contact, you know, I use EMSI. Got pretty good relationships with folks in California and Arizona and Tennessee. But I know already what we needed to do. I found the underwriting requirements on SalesLink when I first got started, and so I've always kept a copy of that, which may be a good homework assignment, so to speak, for maybe next week's call is go through SalesLink and check out what's available to you. That is a tremendous resource in dealing with F&G. Home Certain is a simplified underwriting. It's a accept or reject. It's a fast issue policy. Okay. On the flip side, Saver Select is going to be your typical ratings. Okay. It's going to be A, B, C, D. You know, or it could be rated up. Okay. So whereas A through D are standard with Home Certain, A through D are A through D with Saver Select. It is what it is. Okay, so if you've got someone who's orally medicated diabetic or hypertensive or hadn't been to the doctor in 2 years, I'm not too certain I'm going to put them with the Saver Select. Let's keep it simple. It's, you know, besides the fact, and regardless of anyone's health status, they've responded to the letter that says they've got no physical required for a 13-month period. Let's go in there with the product that was promoted. But I'm no idiot. I know that we're going to have to go with a Saver Select every so often. I think, and so that's why I want to do this call, because I think it's something that we should be, equipped with and ready to use if we need it. Home Certain's minimum face amount is $25,000. Okay. So folks in areas where, Oklahoma and Tennessee and parts of Missouri, and where loans aren't going to be $300, $400, $500 or higher every time you see a lead letter, Home Certain is going to be a great thing, because the Saver Select's minimum is $150,000, or depending on their age, $100,000. Okay, but some of you guys on the call already know that I've dealt with trips into areas where the loans are very high. And a lot of people respond to this letter because they don't have to take a physical. And the $250,000 cap, is that premium seems to be right in line with what they can do right now for their family. They've got $250,000 in any cause of death coverage, $125,000 in accidental death coverage. So if something were to happen in the next few weeks or the next month, probably by an accident, at least their family would receive $375,000. To take care of some things, and at least they're not going to lose the home, okay, because that's what we're there to do. We're there to make sure they don't lose their house. We're not always there to pay it off for them. Let's see. Home Certain is the primary focus, okay. I know a lot of you have heard talk about Foresters, and things are coming on strong there. Still Home Certain getting going. Home Certain's the Home Certain's the way to go. Okay, Saver Select, I like it as a nice backup. If I'm dealing with a client who's got quotes from, some other companies, Farmer, State Farm, Allstate, I'll go with the Saver Select and show them apples to apples, because a Home Certain versus whatever they've gotten from someone else with just a straight term product, it's not apples to apples. Okay. But I also like it for a second sale. I'm on the KIPP marketing program, and I'm getting responses in. For the last 3 days, I've gotten responses in from letters that I've subscribed to. And so Saver Select is going to be a great secondary product for a lot of these families. So with that, that's Home Certain versus Saver Select. Again, let me check my mailbox just to make sure, because those are just plain work emails. So I hope this helps. I hope it puts a little clarity. Hope that puts a little clarity on HomeCertain versus SaverSelect. I could probably go on forever as to why. Just remember, my big thing, the bottom line for me, once I adopted this philosophy from Ralph Simpson, the letter is what sold them, okay? We just need to go find the premium that's going to fit into their budget. And the letter that sold them talks about HomeCertain. It doesn't name HomeCertain, but it talks about it. So go in with that as your primary focus, and just know that you've got a great backup in SaverSelect if it's something that you need to do. But don't lose focus, over what the client responded to. We're not into the bait and switch thing. We don't promote it. We don't encourage it. Give them what they responded to, and let them know if that's not something they can do, that there are alternatives. But your focus is to make sure they don't lose the home, not necessarily to pay it off. So instead of walking out without that deal, figure out what 2 years of the house payment is going to be so that that family doesn't lose their home and they can do things the right way. Okay? If dad died and mom and the three kids at least had 2 years of the house payment, mom's not trying to frantically figure out what the heck is she going to do to make the next house payment, because it's going to be coming in because you helped take care of making sure that she didn't lose the house. She might sell it, but she'll do it on her terms. So go out there this week, contact some people, not just from your leads. When you're pumping gas, let people know what you do, that you're a mortgage protection specialist. People have asked me, what do you do for a living? I make sure families don't lose their home if mom or dad died. Hey, because you know what? The next question is, really, how do you do that? And that's where my card comes into play, and I hand them a business card, and I get one from them. And we contact each other, and we set up an appointment and see what their options are. So go out there this week with the attitude of you're going to make sure people are taken care of, okay? And everything's just going to fall into place. You take care of them, you'll get taken care of. I know you've heard it before, but it's the truth. I can't help but speak that because it's happened for me. So don't let them lose the house. You might not get the whole thing. It might be a $50,000 loan on the lead that turns into $150,000 because it's an 80-20 or a split mortgage. All right? Go out there and see everyone you can this week, and go contact. Make 10 contacts this week, not off your leads, just in general, pumping gas, going to the grocery store. And next week what we'll do is we're going to talk about SalesLink, okay? I think it's important that a new agent knows how to gather information from the website, because it's where you're going to check pending, you can order supplies, and you can also find important information, underwriting requirements and different things. So plan on that for next week. Maybe practice on it this week. Go to www.fglife.com. Not FNG Life, just fglife.com. Go around there, get a little bit familiar with it, and we'll talk about that next week, how to navigate through SalesLink, and check on that paperwork you've sent in. All right? Go get them, guys.